Welcome back to Latinas Watching Bravo. Guys, it's the Reasonably Shady Party, and I didn't really think anything else happened. So I want to get straight into it and hear what our co-hosts think about it. The only part I do want to say is, now that y'all have told me how far Wendy lives away from Potomac, I look at it differently, and like, it killed me that Ascala and Miss Karen drove all the way over there to put 12 like little packages together, 12 back to school packages to Wendy's house. So that was it. I thought of y'all. Cause when Karen says, right, she's like, oh, I had to drive so far out here.
It is far. It's almost in Pennsylvania.
So that definitely is, I just wanted to mention that everyone has told me, for everyone listening, these are experts. They know exactly the radius of where the women live. So that was just the funny part. But let's get into this carport party, Reasonably Shady. I mean, there's just so much happening. Whoever wants to start first. I laughed the whole time.
No, I mean, I was just cracking up. First of all, I'm assume like, the three of us are vaccinated, so you know, like firsthand, you know how it felt.
Yes,
you know, got the first one for me, anyways, wasn't too bad besides my arm being sore. But the second one, you know, you feel a little bit like tired, maybe like flu symptoms. But the fact that they were playing up, like they're making it psychedelic, the producers, I mean, we're just having like a field day, you know, with all the effects, and like putting Candace like on a loop.
So good.
It was cracking me up. This whole episode was so shady. There were so many shady moments, which again, the producers, you know, thrive
really
off
in
of.
Production, right? They really beyond the season.
They were deserve, like, there needs to be like recognition, like some like Bravo awards.
Yeah, honestly. There needs to be a Bravo Emmy award or something. Yeah, from Bravo. So good, especially in a pandemic. They really are delivering. We appreciate y'all, production.
100. We're noticing and we love it.
So we start off first. Okay, let's start at the beginning. This carport situation, ma'am. No, what are we doing?
I don't understand why they didn't even, I know she didn't want to, but why not just have it at a venue, have it at a restaurant or, you know, in a small hotel ballroom. They have those small meeting rooms at so many hotels around here. Why? Like,
yes,
it's almost
so
like she wanted
places.
To have, right. It's almost like she wanted to have it at her house just to like, I don't know. I don't know the reasoning, but it just, why? That's all I keep saying to myself.
I don't know.
Why?
Does she have money? You know, I feel like she's probably maybe one of the more like normal people, housewives, not that like she isn't well off. But like, I don't know that she has money, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. I don't get that impression sometimes. Like, I feel like everyone wants to play up, you know, that they like live well, but there's one thing, like you can be well off and comfortable, like in, let's say upper middle class or even like upper class, but I don't get the impression from her that she like actually is like wealthy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, I don't get that impression. And I don't feel like she can afford, you know, like super intense,
right,
you know, like expensive things. So maybe that played into it. But also, like, you could just reserve like a really cute like event room at like the Wharf at any restaurant, even. It doesn't have to be like a hotel or anything where you have to put like a deposit down, you know?
Right.
Like, you could just
totally
reservation for 10, like in a nice cute area,
especially when you have production. There's all kinds of deals now, because
we live in DC.
I did event coordination in DC for a long time. You can get places.
Yes, there's so many cute like waterfront, like, you know, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why it was a weird flex. Like, why are you trying to show off that your house is being
that's what I thought it was at first.
But like, it's not done,
right?
So like, what are you showing off?
Right.
And the gnats, like everyone.
Oh yeah.
Swatting.
And how do we feel going on that, the whole thing in the very first, again, Giselle with these major microaggressions and you know,
the bathroom.
Yep. That's just got a lot of layers on that too. I don't
why is there a lot of layers, because she said it, I mean, she said it about Karen too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But like, again, you just don't like, why?
Why invite them in the first place?
Yeah,
like that. Yeah. I feel like that's an extra level of petty. You're right. It's not just even having them to your house to like show off that your house is pretty, but then to be like, oh, by the way, we planned, we talked about this about you guys. And if you know, you need to pee, you're not allowed inside. Like, that's just like, weird.
What is that? What is that? And I'll post it in the questions again, cause it's, you know, my own perception, but again, I always revert back to, you know, our community. Historically in our community, you know, Mexicans, Latinos had to use the back door for everything. So I can't imagine being invited to a friend's house who's also Latina. And she's like, oh, you need to go use the back door, or you need to go use the water hose or something. I would feel a type of way. And so this is again Giselle, the same one. I'm just saying, like, Miss Giselle, this is not a good look. No ma'am. So like, I added
don't
to
feel
that,
like she would have followed through with it, to be honest, like if someone really had to go. But it was weird. It was definitely like unnecessary. Like, it wasn't even
unnecessary.
That's not
sure.
Like fun shade. That wasn't like clever.
Right.
It's just weird.
Right. And then to that point, when I did think it was funny that Karen was like, I'm going to hold my wee wee. And then what's her name? Ashley's like, you can pop a squat. You're a farm girl. And I was like, that's true. She's a country girl. That's right.
She is.
So yeah, I just did, like you, I think you said it best. It's not even fun shade. Like, what are you doing? Just that every, and I want fun, shady Giselle back, you know, but like sometimes, and it could just be she's tone deaf that way, but then she's not. Cause then when we went to Louisiana for her family tour, she is very well aware. And so I'm just saying, if you're that aware and woke, like some of this shit she's saying, she shouldn't be saying, but anyway, I digress. So I really didn't appreciate that comment again. About the bathroom situation, and then for her to repeat it, and like, how do you guys feel about that? Is it ballsy or bitchy to tell the people, oh, I was talking about you two and I didn't have you on the list? Like, I was just like, oh, okay, you're gonna tell them. Y'all think she should have just kept that to herself, or it's Giselle?
I mean, at least she was honest, you know.
At least she was honest. I'll
give her that, you know. She was honest, but it's just kind of like, gosh, why are you saying this? It's just to create the drama. I mean, we also have to remember,
just to create.
she moves the story along.
Right.
She creates the drama. We don't know about her personal life. We don't see her go out on dates. Yeah, we see her daughters a little bit, but what else do we really know? Nothing. Yeah.
I think the thing about her too, the more I watch her, is that as long as she is controlling the narrative and she's the one causing the drama, then the eyes are off of her. There's no one to like dig deep into her. That's like quintessential, you know, like, you know, when you're dealing with someone who doesn't want to get into like their own feelings,
right?
Like, they make sure it's always about everyone else. Like, and they're on top of that. And that's definitely her. Like, she'll say whatever. And I don't even think she's serious. Like, I don't think the thing about the bathrooms is a serious thing in her head. Like, I think she just says things for shock value and to be shady. Like, again, just for the show, like you were saying, Sada.
Mm-hmm. She moves the story along, moves the digging along, and then by asking questions and stuff like that, like the games that the game they play, they all shade each other and create conflict among another, and then she just sits back and kind of, you know, it's kind of like the least
lights that match. It's like, boom.
it's like the Lisa Rinna, you know, of Potomac. Yes. Like, that's what Lisa Rinna does in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, there's,
you know. Well, she doesn't really show
own
her
it.
Personal life.
Own it.
Yeah, own it. And she creates the drama. It's like you throw a grenade and you walk away kind of thing.
Let's start at the beginning when they all arrive. I appreciate detail. I love the producers zoomed in on everyone's heels getting caught in that cobblestone.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Because isn't that the realest shot? God, I hate that. Oh, and like, you're an ankle break away at that point. You gotta be careful with those heels. I did notice, again, attention to detail, it would be Ms. Karen, the Grand Dame of Potomac. Ascal, who I love. I'm loving her more and more each episode.
Same.
And Wendy with the Moet and Shandi. Like, they're the three that brought gifts. So, mm-hmm. again, just want to put it out there because I believe they're also the ones that took gifts to Wendy's. And, like, I just kind of love that they showed up with gifts to this, you know, thing with Reasonably Shady. And it looked really pretty, the package that Karen put together. And I thought that was a very nice peace offering moving forward, right? She gave the biggest gift to shady ass Giselle.
I mean, so, to make a point.
Obviously. Right. Right. So I kind of enjoyed seeing vaccinated Carol, right? I mean, Karen, vaccinated Karen, kind of maneuver this whole thing. I kind of love this little role she's playing of kind of, what would we say? Did you catch like the little thing she would say? Like she was trying to say when they were really getting into it, Wendy and Giselle, and she's like, well, it's not reasonable and we're in the shade. Like just her little side call.
I think she was really feeling like tired or like loopy, and she really went with it, which is hilarious. You know, when you're feeling delirious. And I think Robin said it. She was like, I like this Karen. This is the Karen like we like to hang out. And they talked about her drunk, how she calls people like,
oh, I love that so much. I want Karen to call me drunk. I love that. And this is not the first time, because I was in one of the clubhouse rooms and they were kind of saying that, why are the women always trying to paint her like an alcoholic? And I was like, no. I think it was like in camaraderie and like a sisterhood of it. I think they really do appreciate, because they all said, didn't they, that they love getting that call. Even Giselle said, that's my favorite Karen, right? She said something like that, if I remember correctly.
I can tell some people were kind of making fun of her, like pointing it out to be like, this is weird. She calls sometimes and is like, you know, three sheets to the wind or whatever someone said. Like a while ago, not in this episode, but
I really love
it. Sounds like they're having fun with, I think everything has been so tense and serious that it's nice, like for everyone, even the people that are sort of feuding with her, just to remind themselves of why they liked her in the first place. Cause she's hilarious.
She is hilarious. And it's a pandemic. Who hasn't been drunk in the middle of the afternoon? You know, like there was a time last year, Jesus, like we couldn't tell day from night. And it was just, you know, pop open a drink or whatever. Like I remember seeing so many memes and stories and, you know, tweets. I love that about Karen. I love her. She cracks me up. What else was before we get into the shadiness of it all? Cause Candace just kind of walks into that. Right. But I think it had already started with like Wendy and Giselle. And it started with the bathroom thing, right? Well, cause Giselle's like, oh, I wasn't going to let y'all come in. She's like, well, I wasn't going to be here anyways. I didn't really understand how that took a left, but I am definitely finding myself being more Team Wendy here. Like I felt like Robin and Giselle were kind of picking a fight where there was no fight. Did you guys see it that way? Or how did you guys see it? Like I felt Wendy came in peace and like was ready to have a good time, or did I miss something?
Actually, I don't even remember how that started. Yeah. I actually don't. All I remember the whole Candace and Mia thing. I remember that. I don't remember how the Wendy, I remember the bathroom, but I don't remember how they started going back and forth. And I just want to say that when Ashley came in, I remember her, she coming in, all I did was stare at her boobs because she's like busting out of that. When she was talking, I was like, my gosh, I just kept looking at her boobs. That's where my eyes kept going.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was I wasn't paying attention to anything else. I was just looking at her boobs because I was like, girl.
Yeah, especially because the necklace like dips perfectly in, right? Yeah. I did notice that too.
And she was enjoying herself. She was just like, you can tell she had missed some of the shape of that, all the stuff that was going on. She was like sitting there catching up on
everything. Her facial expressions throughout everything.
Right?
You know, normally I feel like, well, in the last couple of interactions, she's had beef with like Candace, you know, or someone like to like talk to, but there she was just like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. Oh God. Oh no.
Yeah. And yeah. She's us, right? She's just like enjoying this as the viewer,
catching up.
No. Yep.
I do have to say, you're talking about the Wendy Robin thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that when she was calling her an asshole, she was like, you're being an ass right now.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with being every episode. I become a little more team Wendy. I still I still could see, you know, what they were talking about as far as her drastic changes and stuff. And as a friend, I obviously would have been like,
Oh, that's how it started. Cause that was the reasonably shady question, right?
Yes. They're like, would you tell your friend?
As hell. Yeah.
When her husband, when there's a rumor about his, you know, infidelity out there.
Yeah, because it was the longest question. Yeah.
Yes. And it's obviously exactly tailored to her.
Yes. Yes. That's how it started. And I was like, oh Lord, here they go. So I felt like, well, you came for her. She has every right then, right? To
I think Ascala said that. Like they're like, well, you're the one, like if you put the question out there, then you can't get mad at her for being like, you know, like fiery in her response. Like you can't get mad when you're the one like with the bait, you know, like wanting her to react.
Yeah, that is exactly how they started this whole thing. And I guess in the middle of that, Candace arrives late. I loved what she was wearing though. Were you guys here for that? Well, I love that outfit.
Well, I just want to know, and I think somebody asked her on Instagram, how do you get your boobs to stay up? Because the shirt was obviously
that was a lot.
It was strapless. One, you had to wear strapless, and then there was no way you could wear a bra because of how low cut it was.
But it also was like structured, like the cups were not like soft, you know, where you could tape. Like the double-sided tape to it, you know, like they were like boned, you know.
That is
like
a great question. Did she answer that?
No, she didn't answer it. But I was, because I was like, I was trying to look at it too. I'm like, how do you get, okay, because you're not wearing a bra. There's no way you can really tape that. And the top is so low cut and structured. How the heck are you getting it? It could have been taped.
I literally was like staring at it, like doing math. Like, yeah, she could have been taped to the side, like taped from like nipple. Yeah. You know, you put a pasty on and then you take the tape, and maybe she pulled her boobs like open a little bit and then taped.
That's a lot of
back.
Work,
right?
It is like that's commitment to
I'm
fashion.
Not doing that. That is a lot of work for a top. No, but I mean, it looks great.
Yeah. But,
it was not for me because I feel like there's too much. You'd have to worry about every angle. Every time like you want to bend down or like breathe, you have to worry about like your nipple, like just like popping out. Or unless she's covered, then maybe she didn't care.
I mean, obviously like if you don't have kids, your boobs are probably still perky.
Yeah,
I take off my bra, my shirt, my boobs go to my
feet, enjoy them while you can.
Yeah. Enjoy those cute, perky boobs.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Now I'm looking at it right now as you guys are talking. I'm like, yeah, they don't move. Like, I wonder what, does she have an augmentation? I don't remember if she's ever.
I remember if she does. I feel like, isn't she a smaller chest? Well, compared to the other, like ladies.
Yeah, I don't think she has. Because it does look, now that you guys have brought it to my attention, I'm like, well, how is it staying up? Those are really
zoomed in
shots.
You were saying about
shots.
Ashley's boobs the entire time Candace is there. I was like literally like with like a triangle ruler, you know, like looking at my screen, like, how is this working? Like, what is the physics behind this top? Like the entire scene. I was trying to like figure
out. I'm totally going to try to put some math up for you guys. Let's see what the audience says.
That's whatever task it did. Like, I mean, I commend her because
for sure.
That is like, I mean,
she got the job done, or whoever put her in it.
I mean, she looked great. I was just like, wow,
I loved
like,
it.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
So we go into this. Okay, so as she arrives, they're in the middle of fighting between Wendy and Giselle, but then it shifts because Wendy, I guess, is calling out Mia, right? For
Wendy talking about her when she walked up. I thought maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Like, oh, by the way, welcome. Like in the
right,
middle
we're talking about you. Yeah. So she jumps right into it, and now it goes into the whole Mia approaching Mama Dot, as Candace is calling her Mama Dot, about Chris and all of that. So what do we think about this fight? I know we had kind of touched on it last time, and even Robin or Giselle that said, I think it was Robin on Watch What Happens Live. She said, well, you know, sure, she shouldn't have asked at that point, but he said, yeah, but was the question wrong? And she said, well, I wanted to know. I wanted to know he was on payroll. So what do we feel about this fight? Because then it comes out what Wendy told us last time. I don't think Mia's met rat-tat-tat-tat Candace, and Candace is like, your mother is low budget. And I was just like, oh shit. Granted, she doesn't know what we the viewer know, right? I don't think so. I don't think Mia's revealed that. How do we feel about how this fight has now gone left and that comment?
No, I don't think that. Well, when she said that, I was just like, ooh, you know, yeah. Like it just, your mom was low budget, you know? And I just like, and I don't think Candace knows, but, you know, I didn't like it. But then it's like, well, Mia said, oh, well, you know, I didn't expect to come to something low budget. But I mean, but it was low budget. You know, it wasn't a high budget video because she was, you know, paying for it herself. Right. And I understand what Mia was saying. When you're in an event or a business and you're having people come, you expect somebody to be there, you know, to greet the people that you're having there, you know, kind of thing like, hey, we're not ready. This is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Just so people like to know, especially business people, especially these women like to know what's going on when they arrive to something, especially if they're giving up their time. You know that that's right. How they are. So I understood that. But, and then when she said your mom, I was just like, oh, you know, here we go. But then I also know Candace doesn't know the history behind it.
Right.
But I think even if she did, I think she still would have said it.
Yeah. I think she would have said way worse things, actually.
Yes.
If she knew.
Yeah.
Here's my only thought, you know, because there was a lot of discussion about this. I think it should be, I always think with the digs, it should be equal, right? Talk about my forehead, I'm going to talk about your feet. But Candace is always like, talk about my forehead, I'm going to talk about your whole family. Like that, like it always, I don't know. Like I would have been okay with it. Yes, I understand she's insulted. This is her project, her baby, and you're calling it low budget. But then insult her chiropractic business. You know, like what she said earlier, go on to your what? Chiropractic stripper LLC. I don't know what she said. She said something.
It's so good.
Like, that's fair. That's fair. It's business for business, right? But like, it's like, oh, your video shoot was low budget. She could have said something about her business, but she's like, your mama's low budget. Like, oh, shit.
I think, well, what we do know about Candace, like what you can always count on is that she is going to be shady as fuck. It's just like who she is. It's always been who she right, is. And right. She's gotten even better at it. I feel like she's like really honed in this season.
Yeah. So,
like, I don't hate it. I know it's not always what she says comes out of her mouth, obviously bothers me sometimes, but it's so good. Like, it's like, this is what we watch for, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say, like, your mama is like the oldest, like, comeback, you know, since we were like kids, like, mm-hmm. You know, that's like an easy, that just like comes out of your mouth effortlessly.
Right.
You know, like if you're just trying to think of a quick thing to say back, you know, like that's from like our childhood. I don't think, I mean, she obviously didn't know and doesn't at that point. About Mia's past and her mom and like current whatever.
But like Sara said, I feel like she'd still say it anyways, because why? She apologized for calling Ashley. I honestly feel
like she would have said something worse, but like in a different way. I don't know that I don't know that she would have said something about her mom, but she would have maybe called her something like a foster care baby, you know, something.
That's what
like,
I was thinking. Like, yeah, she would have said something horrible about her lack of, you know, whatever in her past, because she apologized for the wide body comment to Ashley last episode. And what did she say here? She said it again, your wide ass face.
Yeah. Like, she said she changed it to be like her face or forehead or whatever she said.
Yeah. And I'm just like, Candace.
She's childish, but it's like the things that come out of her mouth are also hilarious. Like, it's so like, ugh.
See, yeah, I like it when it's evil, like even playing field, like when she said the whole your chiropractor stripper LLC whatever, like I laughed, like I spit out whatever I was drinking when I saw that. It was so funny. I did not see that coming. But I don't know, one of these days she's gonna meet one that's gonna
comfort. She already has.
Oh, that's true, right?
She already got like actually physically dragged.
She got physically dragged, but she's gonna meet one that comes with the ugly. You know, that won't think twice to come for your mother and your husband, you know, and like, I don't know how she would react to that. So I feel like she goes, but that was exactly the conversation that I had heard online. Some people were saying like, but your mama is like this old, you know, thing and this and that. And like, I get that. Cause even my best friend, it's hilarious. She's the youngest of nine. And I always think it's really funny because they do that to each other when clearly they all have the same mother, but like it comes right out of their mouth, right? Like anytime it's like, oh, that skirt's ugly. And then the other one will be like, your mom, you know, it's like a theme. And I'm just like, y'all are horrible. Y'all are horrible. And they think it's so funny, right? Because they have the same mom. And I'm like, y'all are the rudest children ever. But it is funny. And in that context, I would laugh, but I guess because as the viewer, we do know the backstory.
Yes, that was the difference. Like we know, so we can apply our emotions to it. Also, Giselle said it in the aside, like her little interview. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh no. But I and this all set up for next week, and not to get ahead of myself, but it makes me so excited because it is set up like the stage. The
salad.
Yes. Finally. And I was already mad. I'm like, you know, they're going to stretch that out to two episodes. We're not even going to get to see it.
That's true. You're so right. It's going to be like, you know, to be continued bullshit, whatever.
How did they end up this last fight? Because I know Karen had to go and then Candace was blocking everyone in. And
also, who let her daughter drive? Why?
Why?
Oh. Why didn't Robin just drive it?
That's what I was thinking. Why didn't Robin say, oh, I'll do it? You know, mm-hmm. Why let her?
I mean, I get like one letting her have her moment, but moving a car off of a long driveway is not even easy for some adults. Like some people have issues, you know, reversing out of like a long stretch. So like, how are you going to put the new driver on that?
Yeah, I think we were all holding our breath. Grace, Grace. Grace. Please turn the wheel.
At the end, she goes, and I'm so glad. I don't know what she said, but she goes, and I don't know, like, I'm so glad that everything turned out fine because Grace can't drive. And I'm like,
right.
You told her to.
Oh, that was so funny though. Because Grace was like, I'll do it. Even though she literally said like,
I mean, any 16-year-old would, of course. I'd be like, I'll move that car. Like a nice car, you know, like a nicer car.
So I thought their stuff was hella shady. I don't know where the reasonable part is in this. I know it's supposed to be Robin. But I'm just kind of like, is it though?
Robin's too much in her feelings right now. I feel like she's legitimately hurt by Wendy.
Yeah.
Like, and can't see past like her own hurt. Like she can't see like what's going on. Because if you notice, like Robin's taking all this very personally.
Right.
Like you can tell that like their friendship like kind of meant something to her. Because she's really like not having a good time with this. And like lashing out.
Well, and here's the thing. Like Robin... And I get that. And I feel that also, like, she definitely is really in her feels about the Wendy comment. But, like, there has been so much said, like you were saying earlier, this is what we live for. Wendy apologized. And I thought she was sincere about it. And here's the thing about apologies. Wendy's never insulted them again. Well,
no, but she did it this time. About
I was about to about say, well,
thing. Yeah, the invite. But at the same time, like, and again, to like what Escala said, like, you can't expect her to be like not shady. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are shady all the time. And Robin tries to play innocent, but she's also like an accomplice.
Right.
Like, she's right there with Giselle, you know? And even with that question, the podcast is both of their podcasts, even though Giselle does a lot more talking and, you know, puppeteering. But those questions, Robin knew what was going to be asked. It was the first question right off the bat. She knew that Wendy wasn't allowed to go pee. Like, how is that? Like, her and Juan's relationship is like public knowledge. It's not like Wendy outed her from something. You know, she just made a comment on it, which they've all done towards Wendy. So like you're saying, it's tit for tat. Like, Robin's like, I know who's not invited to my, you know, shower and this and that, my bachelorette anymore. And like, she's like really taking it to heart, but like, you're not really that innocent. So again, we're moving towards Team Wendy more and more.
I definitely found myself way more on Team Wendy this time around. And then when I watch What Happens Live afterwards, they're allowing shadier questions now, which I appreciate from audience. And they asked her, Robin, if she felt hypocritical because in season three, season two, Ashley straight up came up to her with a cheating allegation about Juan. And yet she has managed to be able to like be friends and move past that. But Wendy only, you know, retaliated in a question, apologized. And now like are completely against her and like coming down on her. And she said, well, you know, in season two, we didn't know, she said, I didn't know what we were signing up for. And Ashley was going around to everyone at the party and saying this. It wasn't an isolated situation. But by season five, Wendy, like, in other words, they've been on the air that long that Wendy knows what she's getting into. And so I guess she's saying, by you repeating this on national TV, you knew exactly what you were doing. Whereas to season two, we were still in the beginning. Ashley might have not been aware.
But she wasn't repeating like a rumor that's exactly like unheard. She's literally just comment. It's like, what's her name? Candace talking saying facts. Something about Ashley's yeah. body.
Right.
It's literally, it's a, like, you know, like fact. It's an easy target. Just like Ashley just had a baby. So Candace knows to like make that dig.
Right.
It's the same thing. Wendy knows, everyone knows that her and Juan, you know, have had their issues and that he's a serial cheater, even right. probably right now. Cause everyone right. in this area knows that he's still a cheater. Like you said, Sada, before.
Yeah. Even when the season started, I received two DMs that I reposted yes. about people that had.
That's like common receipts. Knowledge in the area. Yeah. So why wouldn't she use that as an easy, that's the easiest target like ever. Right.
Do you guys think, because now as I talk to more of y'all, the co-hosts, I like, again, I always went into these things naive, but now I feel like I see a lot of things you guys point out. Do you think this is all just like to keep Robin relevant, to be in this feud with Wendy?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's, she needs storyline. She right. needs something. I mean, mm-hmm. you know,
I like her, but she doesn't have anything on her own.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really see Juan. He doesn't ever come to anything. I see him occasionally. I think we've seen him two or three times this season. He doesn't really come to events. Well, I don't think he'll be on the couples trip. I don't know. We'll see. I doubt it. I mean, again, we hear more about Mia. We hear more about Wendy, Karen, even Ashley, you know. But we don't really see a lot about Robin. And she needs something relevant. I remember I said last season, the producers were like, we need something. We need some sort of engagement or something.
Oh, because yeah.
If not, you're getting off the show. So like they were kind of almost forced. He was almost kind of like forced to propose to her if she wanted to stay on the show.
And I'm sure they need the money or like depend on it partially, you know, because she's been yeah, I mean, transparent she's- about her. Like their struggle.
Well, they're building that new house. She's driving a Range Rover.
Yep. I mean,
you know, and not even a, I don't think it's a Range Rover Sport, which is the mistress car. I think it's a regular Range Rover. You know, oh, remember ladies, the Range Rover Sport is the mistress car.
Right.
Get the regular Range Rover.
Yeah.
Don't get a Range Rover at all.
Yeah. So DM me that. I didn't know that because I had reposted yeah. that Erica Jane had one.
Yeah.
And then someone's
yeah.
like, Lala had one. That. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that. That's a different car. That's the mistress one. No, that's I like the full blown Range Rover, which is a real nice, regular, nice Range Rover is like a $200,000 car, which I don't think I could ever spend $200,000 on a car.
Right.
Now, if somebody wants to buy me one, cool. Just don't get me the sport edition.
Right. Right.
That's all. Buy me a car. I'll take a Porsche. Thank you.
Even yeah, better.
Seriously. Right.
Bye. I'm not Range Rovers. Bye.
I also appreciated how uncomfortable this setup was because the women that are arguing all are forced to sit on the same side of the stove. I was laughing so hard because they're like
this awkward like shoulder to shoulder. Yeah.
Where she's like, don't touch my shoulder pad, which is yeah. a little extra, but you know, yeah. Oh, and then Candace is sitting there right next to her and I'm just like, oh, this is so uncomfortable.
And then the producer is doing the like psychedelic like, lights and patterns.
So good. And you know what I love? I love that Oscala was like, oh no, I'm not yes, going up.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. What did she say? Send me video.
Yeah, I love house. Her.
Like I oh, yeah, feel going back to what y'all were saying about the money. I feel that's how real money would react. You know, real money's like, oh no,
I'm good.
I don't need I'm to good. Do that. You could send a video.
Well, and everybody was saying, everybody was saying online how that staircase wasn't connected to the house.
Oh my God.
So why was that staircase still in the back when Giselle and Candace were walking to the back? If you guys noticed that. that was like, I don't know, it was kind of creepy or whatever. And I didn't notice
so
it.
Weird.
Yeah.
I had to go back and watch it.
Like the outside of her house looks so disconnected. Like it all just doesn't flow. Like at least from the outside, I don't know how it is walking through it between the two pieces, mm-hmm. like the new addition. Like from the outside, it just doesn't look, it looks like you're at the back of her house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, what is that? And why? Well,
she's spending so much money and all this work and project into it, but the front of the house doesn't look good. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah. Who was it that made a joke about that? She's like, that's not even a door yet.
I would have just tore down the house that was there and just built a new one.
Like,
new construction. Like, why even add? Oh, I'm going to add this wing. I'm going to add this. Just tear the whole thing down and start
fine,
over.
I guess if someone had made them cohesive, you know, made it look.
Yeah, makes like sense.
They go together.
Yeah.
And also, like, there's no like awning or like front porch. It's all like very flat, you know, like. It looks like you're in her backyard, you know, like it looks like you're on the side of the house or like the back. There's no like curb appeal. Like this is the front welcoming area.
I love that the producers left all the noise in. That was hilarious. They didn't take out that B-roll. You can hear the construction. You can hear moving around. Oh my God, I was dying. I loved it. I was here for it. All this shit.
This whole episode, yes.
And then Wendy and her jaunt. Did they decide, was it Chesapeake or was it
the Eastern Shore,
that's right, that's what it was. And Wendy's getting better with the little clapbacks, right? She's like, and Giselle will be there with her luggage.
Oh my God.
You know what I do love about Candace this season, that she is able to still laugh at Giselle even though she's a friend of Giselle. Like she doesn't mind laughing real hard at that, like to her face. I like that she's like in that middle ground. Like, yeah, I'm cool with Giselle, but that is fucking funny, and I am going to laugh at you in your face. I appreciate that.
She's definitely like little sister vibes. Like,
yeah. She's funny. I'm surprised that I'm even enjoying Candace this much this season, because I was really anti, but she has a definitely a different vibe this season, except when old Candace emerges and, you know, the wide body comment. I thought that one was extra hurtful because, you know, like you guys mm-hmm. were saying with the Mia one, she doesn't know, but with Ashley, you straight up knew. And y'all were friends first. Lord.
But like in that, it seems like they're like pageant friends. So I'm sure there's a lot of bullshit, like surfacey, fake frenemies type.
Definitely. Eastern Shore House. Are you going to be petty? And if they go, are you going to move them out? Or are you going to have peace and everyone's in the house? What are y'all doing?
I don't know, man.
Would you just have everybody in there, or would you be petty? Because now it's your trip.
I think I would have everyone, but that's just more for product. Well, I think I'm thinking as a fan, never mind. If I was actually one of them, I would probably want separate like areas, but as a fan, I want it all together. And the messier, the better, obviously. And it does get literally messy with the salad. So
I'm excited though. We got the husbands coming on and we got Mia literally calling them broke bitches to their face.
I hate stuff like that. And I know, because I want to like her, but she does have these moments where I'm like, oh, yeah, you're so petty. But I get it, like knowing people, you know, who grew up similar to her, and like as they, like my friends have worked on it, you know, as they've become adults. I didn't know them when they were younger, but I know them now, and they talk a lot about that, how they've had to adjust like being overly aggressive because they're used to like defending themselves, or they're used to being like, I don't know if Mia said this, but you know, when you're in foster care, at any point, someone can come in and just grab all your stuff and put it in a trash bag, and you're on to the next place. Like, you don't have stability and you don't have like a level of trust, you know?
Right.
So you're always on, like, imagine you're like fight or flight all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how you live your life. So you might be that kid who fights at school, or you might be that kid who talks back or is mean to your friend, because you don't know how else to deal with it, I guess. So I can see that. This is just me like overanalyzing. I don't know her life really, but I could see how she could be that way. And that's like tacky. I hate when women are like, they're like, oh, you're broke. Are you guys watching Below Deck by any chance?
Oh, I'm not.
I watched that Below Deck Med. Yeah.
Please share for the viewers. Let us know your thoughts.
If anyone's watching, it was the same Lexi, who was going through some stuff. Like she lost her dad. But she's like a previous beauty queen and I guess is into, you know, like keeping her body, like looking good, you know, like whatever. And appearances as far as like where she lives. So at some point she got mad and she was basically talking down to the other stews and the other, like the deck crew, the other coworkers. And that was like her insult. It's like, you guys are so broke. I live in this high rise in downtown Miami. And like, you wouldn't even know what that life is about. And like I drive, I have men, you know, that like buy me like $3,000 purses. Like I know how to like, you know, like live the best life. I'm rich, you know, things like that. And like, I'm just like paraphrasing or like making up, but the gist of it is like,
she's a sugar baby.
Yeah. But she was like basically hating on them for being poor. That's like what her insult was to them. Like, you wouldn't know luxury. Like you shouldn't even look at me in the eye. Like you don't even know like the life I live, like stuff like that. I mean, she was very drunk and also dealing with misplaced anger and emotions, whatever. But that type of behavior is like so cringy. Like of all the insults to like throw at people, saying that you're poor is just so, ugh, you know, or like, you don't know anything about business. Like she was like, how many businesses do you own? I was like, no, don't do this. Like,
but to be fair, devil's advocate, it's a very housewives fight to have, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, for sure. She's not.
How many homes do you own? I'm rich, bitch. I'm rich, you know, bitch. Like, I fucking love these petty, because only these fights could happen in Housewives world. They are sometimes the dumbest, pettiest, like removed, so far removed from reality, from like real world. Like, did you guys watch Vanderpump last night?
No, I've never watched Vanderpump.
Oh, I know, right?
I'm so sick of that.
No. I do. I am. I'm part of hating Vanderpump. I'm over it. But, you know, for the stories, I'm like, well, let me see what the hell. But legit, one of the storylines was like a fight over a $45 salad. And I was just like,
oh my God.
Only on Bravo TV is this a fucking fight.
It's escapism. I mean, I'm here for it. I can't really hate on them because I watch every single franchise.
Right. Same. And then I don't know if y'all were part of the Summer House people that got me hooked on it, but now I'm here for that. Now I'm watching Summer House and Winter House.
No, that's another one I need to, I guess, jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I took a vote, like which one should I, and then overwhelmingly it was Summer House. And it did grow on me. I'm a fan now.
I've tried again. I've never watched it.
Like, I haven't even given it a chance. I just never felt like,
I mean, I like hate watched most of first season, but then season two, all right. And then it was, it just kind of took on its own life. But definitely it's like these ridiculous fights that I'm just like, who fights like this? People with money that like this $45 salad. It was a whole storyline. Or Beverly Hills, right? Like, I love their extreme over the top fights about wealth. They did it a lot more, I think, in the early years. I haven't seen them do it too much. Cause you're right.
No, because they got real problems now.
Yeah. Yeah. So true. Are you guys watching Salt Lake? Any thoughts?
Yes. I'm behind, but definitely watching this season.
Feel free to share, because I'm not covering it, so you guys will be the only ones to like really talk about it. I'm watching
the Meredith Mark stuff. Oh my God, it's too. I mean, I get it, but it's to me, she's going a little overboard.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah,
it's like,
also he needs to decide. Like Brooks needs to decide if he's gonna be grown and play,
right,
or not. Right. Like, and if not, or, then he needs to stop. Like,
he needs to get off the show.
Yeah, and inserting himself in the show and wanting to be on it.
He doesn't need to be in grown folks' business.
Yep. But he can't. He's an adult. Like, if he wants to play, then he needs to put on his big boy pants and like come to play and not make mommy have to like
disengaging Brooks.
But did you see, which are, when you'll watch it, she got so mad this past season.
Yeah,
I have and not it
just
watched
it,
this past
it just annoyed me so much. I'm like, get off of it, like calm down.
Did you see Amy Phillips reenact that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I'll have to
so
watch
funny.
It.
I love dying. Ian Phillips.
Yes, me too. I was dying. It was such a good so reenactment because she was like so livid. She's shaking and the shades are falling off. And Lisa Barlow's like, Meredith, wait. And she picks up the shades. And Meredith's just like, no.
I'm actually so angry. It's like ridiculous. I mean, it really is.
I'm actually using that clip on a post because it was just like that animated and over the top.
Where now I need like, to watch. I'll watch it. Like
it yeah.
It's too much. It was too much. I'm like, okay, she liked a couple of tweets. So what?
Yeah.
You're allowed to like whatever you want.
We 77% of the viewers are with you guys. 77% said fair game. He wants to play, then he's fair game.
If he doesn't want to talk about his sexuality or whatever, if he didn't mention,
I think that's valid.
He doesn't need to be on TV. Okay.
Right.
I think whatever. I don't know what she likes because I don't have a Twitter. Like I don't keep up with whatever. But I've seen tweets or repost like on IG that people are like, she outed him, you know, or whatever. Like I can understand as a mom being protective of that because like, you know, if you have an LGBTQ+, like anything in your life, especially if it's your child, you're going to be protective over that, you know, and like their journey. But anything apart from that, like he clearly like is on the show. He's an adult. It's not like he's like a 16-year-old, you know, who like accidentally ended up on the show because his mom signed the paperwork, you know?
Right.
Like he has continued. He could just say, I don't want to be on this anymore. Leave my name out of your
mouth. Leave me out of this. As so many of them do, right?
Yeah.
So yep, like to Sada's point in this last episode, Shar, I know you're barely watching it, but there's like, it literally is a storyline. Like they invite Mary Cosby over to talk about Jen. And I'm like, okay, no. Then you're like, he's like this. Yeah. Okay. You're mad about Jen and your son. And yet you're having him talk to Mary Cosby about Jen.
Yeah. And he was a bartender on Watch What Happens Live like 2 weeks ago. So he's he's totally using it for his advantage.
I mean, that's fine,
to promote his fashion line, but then he's fair game.
Yep, right.
Exactly.
Yep, the viewers on our page agreed with you. It was probably even more than 77. It was 77 when I last checked it, but everyone said he is fair game and she needs to stop. Meredith.
Yeah.
So it's, but it's, you know, Salt Lake City season 2. So I'm kind of
still.
What do y'all feel about what's her name? Whitney Rose. Like, oh my God, I can't with her. What do y'all She's feel?
I roll as always.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I can't.
A
with
little
her.
Much. A little.
Definitely.
A little put on.
Definitely this season 2, right? It's like, oh, okay, Whitney.
And it was so funny. Like, I think I mentioned this last time we talked. I can't remember, but like even when people were saying, like, oh, you know, did Meredith call the feds on Jen? Listen, I think I commented on Instagram. I said, listen, no one needs to call the feds on anyone. The feds know everything.
Right.
So it's like people and then they asked her that on Watch What Happens Live too. Meredith, did you call the feds on Jen? And she gave some answer. Oh, I told Jen or I told whoever not to mess with my family. I'm like, if people are that naive, honey, the feds know everything before they show up. They've been following her for months.
Yeah, they're not going to
show up.
They've been tracking
her
for months. Called them. Like,
no.
Yeah, please. Whitney Rose is definitely not the undercover spy.
No, sorry.
Please. Taking it back to Potomac, right before I logged on, did y'all see that Mia issued an apology?
Oh no.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
because of the stuff from this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened? I missed it. It's been deleted.
She went up to, she said something about Ascale, about living with her mom, that
living in a town
home. You come after my mom, but yeah, you live with your mom in a town home. You're a college student, I'm a boss lady or something like that.
Why are they fighting? I missed that.
I don't know why they're fighting. And then Ascala's like, my mother lives with me to help out with her grandkids because that's what mothers do when they love their children.
Oh
yeah.
It was very pointed.
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah, I thought that was hurtful.
I didn't like that because I've been liking her, but that was kind of a low blow.
Yeah.
And when they love their children or something like that.
Okay, here I found it. For anybody that missed it like I did, Mia says, wearing designer wearing designer, living in a townhouse with your mother. Wonder why we haven't seen your luxurious, lavish housewife lifestyle. Ho ass, nah, college kid. I'm a boss bitch. Try again. Oh, I guess because the scholar calls her ho ass. So then a skull says, let's be clear. I don't live with my mother. My mother lives with me. She moved in to help care for her grandkids. That's what a mother does when she loves you. We're not all working, quote unquote, on our relationship. Sorry, sis, be blessed.
Yeah.
Oh, how did I miss that? Lord.
That happened at 7 o'clock AM Eastern time today.
You were still asleep on the dot.
You were still asleep.
Right?
I was watching.
Oh shit.
We were up.
Exactly.
What the hell? I wonder what happened to lead to that though.
They were the little back and forth though before that. Wasn't there like a set of
there has to be, right?
Before that.
That's what I'm looking through all the accounts.
I don't know. That came out of nowhere. I was like, what's going on? And then she says she fired her social media manager.
Which, right.
I'm like, really? Somebody else manages your social media? I thought that she came from you.
Yeah.
She's a boss bitch. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, you're such a liar. No one was running your social media. Excuse.
Yeah. Right. Like someone else did it. They were speaking in my tone of voice that I would speak. And like,
right. Like Jen, right? That's why it reminded me. Yes. That was a big part of the Jen fight. She's like, it's not me. And I'm like, oh, girl, it is.
No.
We all know it is.
I have to watch it's now. You. Like I have it recorded.
It's you.
Let's see. Escal says, miss me with the women's empowerment BS. You're a bully and had it out for me the entire season. Always saying stuff under your breath. And I let so much stuff slide, but not today, honey. Nicki Minaj weighs in. Escal was right. I knew I'd like what she had to say once she finally spoke up. Oh, what? Well, Nicki Minaj is in here?
That was before.
That was
the thing about her mom, though. I believe these were the first tweets that I was thinking about that she had mentioned. Because during
I love
the,
when real celebs get involved, by the way.
Yes, you know, like a lot of people watch Atlanta and Potomac. And apparently Salt Lake City, because Rihanna was definitely in Heather. She was like DMing.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. She was the only one she followed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So Escala just said at the end, now let me get back to my family vacation for my mother-in-law's birthday. My cup runneth over. Woo! I wonder what happened. Well, I hope we get to see it.
We still haven't seen Escala's life though. She's right. We haven't seen that.
Yeah, I am interested. What's going on with all that? Oh yeah, see, someone said this is so incredibly weak. Not your social manager, media. How very Jen Shaw of you. Oh no, I'm excited. These are kind of like the little petty fights that I like to see. Escala's a strong player. Yeah,
I don't know. I'm loving that she's finding her voice. Not that she wasn't like she's like weak or you know scared or not didn't have a voice, but like I feel like now she's getting more confident in. Like her views of the women.
Yeah.
And she's starting to like make her own opinions, you know, and figure out who she likes in the group.
Absolutely. This is definitely way more than a friend of role. Like she is here to play. I'm here for it. I wonder what that fight's about. I hope we get to see it roll out.
I just remember when they were sitting on the couch, they had some sort of spat. Like Escala spoke up. She said something. Thing to Mia and they got in a fight and Mia had been talking about how she's like I love uplifting women but I can't remember the context like it's in my brain but I can't remember the exact words in the moment but it's something that's already happened like it happened in the show and I feel like Escala was commenting on the scene like from when they were sitting in the tent.
Well, I'm excited to see this and now we're heading to the Eastern Shore and we will be here for it. Who do we think I wonder how fast it's going to be before Candace pulls out a tear. So like, that's what I'm excited to see the tear hanky. I wonder who's going to be the first to fight. Cause right now, I mean, Karen and Giselle are good, right? As far as we know, they're okay.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't like, I'm just kind of curious to see how this escalated. Cause it goes from Wendy and Giselle, but really not. Now it's shifted to Candace and Mia. who was Mia beefing with in the beginning? Oh, Mia was beefing with Wendy, but they seem to have like calmed down, right? That seems to have like they're nice to each other. I can't see.
I think Wendy's gets irritated with her, but I don't think they're like feuding, you know?
Right. I was trying to think who was fighting with Mia. Well, how the tables turn, and it will now be Candace. So I'm here for it. The hand flip we've all been waiting for. Yes. That delicate hand toss.
Bam. And I love how Mia, seemingly in the previews, she walks away so unbothered.
Right?
And then Candace loses her shit. She snaps like back to old Candace.
Yep.
And like she breaks a plate and throws it and like screaming at her. And Mia, it seems like Mia just walks away like,
yep. And like doesn't even hurriedly walk away. She's exactly. just taking that long stride. I can't wait for it. I'm so here. The things we live for. Well, ladies, that wraps up today. Any last thoughts, comments, or we're all just excited, right, for Eastern Shore?
Ready for next episode.
We're here for it. We hope you guys all stay tuned with us and like check out the IG stories. We'll be discussing Vanderpump Rules, Salt Lake City. What else do we have coming down the pipeline? Potomac and something starting soon, another franchise, right? Besides Winter House. Who knows? I don't know. But keep it here, guys. We have all the Bravo stuff. We're trying to cover it all. Until next time, Latinas watching Bravo. Bye.